play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Eric Gibson and Jim Lee with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Just ahead of 9 o'clock as we get set to tip this one off, the first of eight games to be played here at John Thiel Gymnasium today. And Eric, they've allotted an hour and a half for each game, and so I think they want to tip this one off a minute or two early if they can, knowing that they're probably going to need that time by the end of the day.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the big things for the Streaks in this first game is just going to be that energy level. You always talk about energy throughout the season, but especially at this 9 o'clock tip. Last year, the Streaks were able to beat a short man, the Peoria Central team, 74-60. From that team last year that scored 60 points, coming back and playing in this game is going to be about 3 points. Key Amber Williams had one and two for Israel Evans, as Monisha Kincaid had six, but she is out, as you heard Coach Michi Edwards say in the pregame show, that some team disciplinary rules and one girl's on crutches. I'm not sure who that is.
Yeah, they're very thin over there on the bench as we get set to jump setter. And for the call of this morning's game, here's Eric Gibson.
Ball up and jumped, and it's going to be retained or taken control of by Peoria Central. They work the ball around. It's LaDisha Yates. That ball goes inside, and quickly 2 points. A nice job by this Peoria Central team to get the ball right inside. It was Tariah Wood scoring. Now Casey Williams, three up, and that one's off the mark, but down with the rebound is Rainey Sibley. She's going to put it back up, and she's fouled on the shot attempt. So good job by the Streaks to come back and try to answer.
You know, this game, as you had mentioned just as we got here this morning, a little reminiscent of, and I guess Evan said it too, the Peoria Emanuel game, because that was a game that we thought, well, this is one the Silver Streaks ought to go and kind of get on track with, and got surprised over there, and you don't want that to happen again here.
No, and you know, the tough thing for the Streaks has always been dealing with teams that are more athletic than us and dealing with teams with height. Now, this team doesn't look like it has a ton of height and a little bit more than the Streaks, but most teams have more than the Streaks. It's the first free throw out, missed by Rainey Sibley. Second one up, and that one will find its target, and the Streaks trail 2-1 early going. Ball inbounded, handled by Shawndika Birch. She pushes it up to Israel Evans. Now three up and off the mark for Camber Williams. And Chloe rips it away from Jessica Lieber, as I don't think Chloe realized it was Jessica she was fighting with. Back the other way is, here come the Streaks. Near side wing, it's Rainey Sibley pounding the basketball. She's looking, gets it to Casey, now to Sharon. Sharon's going to drive right side. She goes up, and good shot by Sharon, taking it all the way to the hoop.
That's Sharon's best move. If she's not shooting the three, powering it in from the right side and using the glass.
3-2, Streaks lead this one in the early going. Trapped up in the backcourt, now finally breaking the press is Tariah Woods, the freshman for this central squad. She gets up to Camber Williams. She passing out of the trap, gets it to Osha Rutherford. Now on the far side, ball's reversed around and scored by Israel Evans. So she's got her first two of the game.
You know, you talked with Coach Makisha Edwards. I said, he just seems like a really nice, laid-back guy. He said, well, when the game starts, he's not so laid-back.
Yeah. Michi tends to get a little animated on the sideline. We haven't seen it yet in the early going, but Streaks with the basketball. Chloe over to Jessica Lieber. She's got it in the wing. She goes Shrine top the key. Peoria Central really extending their half-court man-to-man out. They're in the Streak shorts all the way up to the half-court line. Now, Coach Mancy's seeing enough. Not a whole lot of rotation by his girls and not good movement. We'll get a 30-second timeout.
Yeah. In fact, he's a little worked up over the fact that they're not where they're supposed to be. He came out and met the team about halfway out on the court and is holding court out there right now to make sure that they know not only where they're supposed to be, but to rotate up. And you know, you can't help but wonder early in the morning, sometimes either the brain's not functioning as much or the body just doesn't want to move as quickly, and that's probably a little bit of the case here. There's more standing around going on offense than normally there would be.
Well, and you know, on top of that, I think the other thing is the Streaks don't like to be pressured when they're trying to handle the ball up top. That, you know, their big thing is we want to run our offensive sets. We want to just get moving. And because there's not a lot of dribble drive off their offensive sets, they don't like to have that pressure in their face. Jessica goes all the way to the right side, and she's going to get charged called for a charge. It's a good job by Israel Evans to set up and take that one. And, you know, that goes back to what we kind of talked about in that Moline game, Jim, is just trying to make things even when they're not there.
Yeah. But, boy, you look at the stats. She's led the team in scoring 14 out of the 20 games, and she forces a steal here. Far and away the leading field goal percentage and free throw percentage shooter on this team. And so I think she just feels like with any time there's any sort of a question on the court, she needs to be the one to get the job done.
It'd be good to see that mid-range game. That's the one thing I think she could take advantage of, because a lot of teams start to lay off of her when she is working with the basketball. Danny Teal all the way down the lane. She puts it up and gets the foul. Count it. And the foul. Danny Teal head to the free throw line.
Good recognition by Danny that time as she saw the opening. She was clear out above the top of the key, and then saw that opportunity, and she's quick. When she puts it on the floor, she got there in a hurry and put it down.
That was the most aggressive move I think I've ever seen from Danny Teal. A little reminiscent of a Sarah Baker move there, getting the ball to top the key and made a pass fake and took it all the way in and put it in. So Danny to the free throw line, shot up, and that one's good. Nice looking play there by Danny Teal as she puts the streaks out in front, 6-4, 5:42 left to go in the opening period. Ball going to be inbounded here by the Lions. Lions, interesting jerseys, all black, maroon numbers, maroon lettering with just a white boundary, so it's kind of hard to read from up here. Now the ball tipped away and stolen away by Casey Williams, and the streaks will bring it back the other way. Casey on the dribble. She goes behind the back, still working with the basketball, needs to get it up. The count's going and gets it to Haley Kelsall. Now over to Sammy Thompson, the freshman, handles to Casey Williams. Now Chloe, now Sammy, far side. She gets inside on the give and go to Casey. Shot up and just bounces out. Rebounded by Shawndika Birch for her first board of the game.
Casey never really had a handle on that one. It was cleared out at her hip, and she got it thrown up toward the basket but didn't have any touch on it. Bounced off. Peoria High going to get the ball back, I think, after getting it knocked out of bounds down there. They turned it over the last couple of trips.
Ball is to be inbounded by Israel Evans. She's looking, wanted to go to Kiamber Williams, but she wasn't open. And finally, the ball,
five turnovers.
Yeah, 5 second call.
And
now we're going to get a timeout, a 30-second timeout by Peoria Central. Coach Michi Edwards not happy with the lack of movement on his inbounds play. And you can tell he's talking to Israel Evans about the fact that he wanted some more movement.
Yeah, both coaches, each 30-second timeout they've taken regarding the lack of offensive movement. Peoria High, two out of the three shots they've taken have gone in. They've run their offense well in that regard, but now they've had three consecutive turnovers. And, of course, that's what we thrive on, is forcing the other team into those miscues. And especially a Peoria team that, as you mentioned, Eric, is not with its usual starting five and a little thin in numbers, so they're going to be having some communication problems, I would think, out there.
No turnover. They just called the timeout. Peoria will retain the ball. It looked like the official called the time or turnover. Ball inbounded, shot up, no good, rebounded by Evans, and that initial shot was taken by Osha Rutherford. Streaks will come down with the basketball and head the other way. Jessica Lieber dealing with the ball. She now gets it rotated back to her. Three up, and that one's good. First three of the game, and another timeout by Coach Michi Edwards. And this one's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I'll get up, and I think I got to put my glasses on. Where are they? You know, after you've worn glasses that many years, you're bound to think now and then you need them still, but I don't.
Barb Hickey of Abingdon spent her whole life wearing glasses, so when Dr. Ruppel said it was time for cataract surgery, she took the opportunity to get lifestyle lenses and say goodbye to her bifocals for good.
When I went back to him for a checkup, he said, I do not want you wearing glasses at all. And I said, you mean I don't have to ever have glasses again? And he said, no. And I said, oh boy, that saves $300 every year or so. Until you have it done, you don't realize what you can see without glasses.
Schedule your appointment for a free consultation with Dr. Ruppel in the Cottage Medical Plaza, Galesburg, and find out if you're a candidate for the life-changing lifestyle lens procedure with patient-preferred vision, because everyone wants 20/20.
Stick with it this winter. The blue WGIL button. You could win up to $500. Details at WGIL.com.
Back out at field. Streaks with a 9-4 lead, but quickly the ball gets inside and reversed inside to Tariah Woods, who puts the two up. It's 9-6. Ball kicked out by Sharon Diggins, but she's going to get called for the charge and thus the turnover. Two Silver Streaks turnovers, both on charges, one by Jessica Lieber, that one by Sharon Diggins, and they will both have a seat along with the other five in that rotation as the line change comes in for the Streaks. And you know, you look over that Peoria bench, they're so thin on numbers, they couldn't do that if they wanted to.
No, definitely not.
Ball brought up the court. Now it's Israel Evans. She's got the basketball. Excuse me, Tariah Woods with the basketball. Doubled up. Now it's Israel Evans. She's doubled up by Lexi Daniels and Annie Teal. Lexi Daniels, Annie Teal still on her. Count's still going, and now we're going to get a jump ball call. Ball going back to the Silver Streaks. So a good job by Danny and Lexi Daniels to tie up Israel Evans. Streaks with the basketball. They're going to see full court press. Casey Williams handling the ball.
Looking on their bed, they've got four girls in street clothes, and so they only have six people dressed for this game. Is that right?
That looks right.
Wow.
Hannah Smith drops it inside. Great pass. Great vision right there by Hannah Smith. Gets it to Danny Teal, and the Streaks have an 11-6 lead. Now inbounded back the other way. Here we go. Shondika Birch to Woods to Evans. Evans throws, just lobs it across the court to Kiamber Williams. Kiamber Williams goes inside, drops it down to Acacia Huff. And now back with the basketball, Shondika Birch. She dribbles with the left hand, coming down the lane, floater up, and that one's off the mark. Ball kicked out by Huff. Now it's Kiamber Williams up top. This one to Evans. Now Kiamber Williams with the three, no good. Rebounded by Hannah Smith. Back the other way for the Streaks. Now that ball turned over, and this one's coming back for Shondika Birch. All the way down, left-hand layup. That one's up, no good. And that one's going to be tipped back to her while she's standing out of bounds. So that'll be an out of bounds and back to the Silver Streaks.
Well, you know, I'm looking at just athleticism out there. Acacia Huff looks like she could do some damage at 5'10". She's just a sophomore, good-looking athlete, but they haven't really been able to utilize her down in the post too much. I would think they'd want to get her a touch as much as they can because, as we said, size problems are usually a big headache for the Silver Streaks.
Jessica Lieber pounded the dribble up the floor, turned over to Kiamber Williams, turned back over as Sabrina Clay comes up with the basketball for the Streaks. Now Sharon Diggins. She's in there with Jessica Lieber, Sabrina Clay, and Chloe Anderson, and Haley Kelso. And now we're going to get, I guess, a jump ball. I guess they said that Jessica hit the sideline. Nope, it was a jump ball. That was a quick jump ball call because that ball got knocked out of Jessica's hands pretty quickly. Ball inbounded now by Peoria Central. It's Tariah Woods with the basketball. Dribbles awkwardly with the left hand, and then she travels with the basketball. And Coach Michi Edwards demonstrating the jump stop to her on the sideline.
Yeah, I think he realizes this is going to be quite a learning experience for some of these girls on the Central team. Not only playing Galesburg style, I mean, the Central's used to getting up and down in the Peoria area, but not like this, and not with only six players. I mean, there's an over and back called on Jessica Lieber. That's five Galesburg turnovers.
Well, and I don't think that was a good call right there by the official because Jess had never completely crossed over the half-court line. She has a tendency to work along that half-court line, and right there the call is that she crossed over it, even though I don't think she ever established herself on the front court side. Now with the basketball, it's Kiamber Williams. She's still in the backcourt, can't find anyone. Now finally gets the ball up court. Now a quick three launched by Birch. She misses but gets her own rebound. Now a two put up. That one's missed as well, and Sharon Diggins will come down with the rebound for the Streaks. Back the other way, here comes Sharon Diggins. She flips it over to Haley Kelso. Haley on the inside, she puts the two up. That one's no good, and she'll get her own rebound. Here comes Jessica Lieber all the way down the lane. Finger roll, no.
And a foul.
But a foul, yes.
Got a couple of free throws coming, and so really as this game wears on, I mean, the Silver Streaks are up 11-6 now. But I've got to think as you get deeper into this game, basically Peoria is playing 5-on-10. I mean, not all at the same time, but in terms of the exhaustion level, I think as this thing goes along, at this pace, not being able to have anybody come in and give you a rest, it's going to wear down the Lions quickly. Unless they're in incredible shape.
Yeah. First free throw off the mark for Jessica Lever. This game has all of the atmosphere of a summer league game. No starting lineups. Short bench for Peoria. Not a whole lot of fans, although we have been seeing more and more fans come into the gym.
There's a lot more here now than there were for some of those Thanksgiving tournament games for the boys. Early, at least.
Ball pushed up by Peoria Central. Now down in the corner. Now back up to Kiamber Williams. Williams rotates it around. They get inside Birch and now to Rutherford. She shot fakes, hits the defense to pass, and then hits the short jumper. Back the other way is Danny Teal quickly. And she's going to get fouled. So Streaks up 12-8 with Danny Teal headed to the line. Sorry, Jim.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say Birch did everything but travel down there. She darn near picked up that pivot foot twice, but didn't quite. She was on her toe and made the shot. And then as soon as we write that down, we look up and there's Danny Teal on the breakaway this way. She makes free throw number one.
So Danny off to a very hot start. And this one has 6 points already.
Followed Danny into the gymnasium this morning and she was moving as slow as I was, and I thought, well, I hope she picks it up. Well, she certainly has. She found some energy between 8:10 and 9 o'clock.
Well, she's got half the streak points with 7 now, 14-8, streaks with the lead. Now a turnover by Peoria Central. Ball went off of Shawndika Birch and out of bounds after the inbounds play. Rainey Simply on the inbounds. She's looking. Finally gets it into Danny Teal, and Danny with the right-hand dribble all the way down the lane. She's going to put another one up, and it's good again.
Danny likes the mornings.
16-8, 9 points for Danny Teal. She's brought it early in this one. Birch now up to Williams. She's going to push, and she goes inside, but the ball gets tipped out to Evans, and now finally a travel by Huff. And there's what you called for earlier in the game, Jim, was to get that ball inside to Huff, but she lost her footing and traveled.
8 Peoria High turnovers. And whether it's the boys or the girls, we always go through the whole Peoria Central thing because so many of us for so many years called them Peoria Central. Now, technically, they're just Peoria High, according to the IHSA, especially since they incorporated Woodruff in with them. But it's still hard to not call them Central sometimes. I know Evan still does.
And I know the PJ Star does at times, too. That ball up, and that one's good for Sabrina Clay. So a good job by the Streaks on the give and go. And it's 18-8 Streaks. They pulled to double-digit lead. Ball is tied up now in the backcourt as Birch got that one tied up, and then she chucks it out of bounds, and she's lucky she didn't get called for a technical right there, and now she's getting it from Coach Edwards.
Yeah, Sharon Diggins just tied her up. It was actually pretty easy. The ball just showed up, and Sharon grabbed it, and so here go the Streaks again, trying to build on an already nice 10-point lead.
It's Haley Kelso inside on the baseline, short little jumper, no good, but Chloe Anderson comes down with the rebound. Jessica Lieber dribbling with the right hand. Gets it down to Haley Kelso, and Haley's going to travel with it.
6 Galesburg turnovers in quarter number one. 59 seconds to go. Streaks up by 10, and a whole new group comes in again.
Well, although the Streaks have a 10-point lead right here, I'm sure Coach Massey not too happy with 6 turnovers here in the first quarter.
Yeah, well, we talked at what happened to the boys last night. They were riding high with a 20-point halftime lead, nearly lost the thing, so anything can happen.
That is true. Evans shot up. That one's no good. Rebound comes down to Clark. She puts it up, no good. And finally, Casey Williams down with the rebound for the Streaks. And now we're going to get a foul call. This is just going to be the fifth foul after we've seen in recent games, we've seen the opponents put up a lot of fouls against the Streaks, not so just yet here.
Well, and really almost like Peoria High just has sacrificed this game. You know, Coach Edwards is going to work hard to do the best he can, but, you know, he said they're keeping a couple of sophomores out for another tournament. Well, if they get a player or two fouls out here, they're toast. They don't have 6 players on the available.
That shot up, and that one's good by Kiamber Williams, and it looks like Jessica Lieber down, and she's hobbled a little bit with what appears to be an ankle injury. Now, they stopped the clock, so usually she has to come out here. I don't know why they stopped the clock, because she wasn't down all that long. And so now, yes, she is going to have to come out. Sammy Thompson will come in for the Streaks. That last possession, Jessica was dribbling the basketball and turned to try to kind of circle around, and she ran into Evans, who then just took the basketball from her and took it back down the other way. So 18-10 after the Kiamber Williams two-pointer. Streaks have the ball on the baseline, going to bring it full court against pressure, which, again, as Jim said, short bench, surprised to see full court pressure. Sharon Diggins brings it down. Now the ball tried to rotate inside from Allison Mangieri to Danny Teal, but the ball got tipped away. Danny, appreciative, though, of the pass attempt.
I thought Lieber would go ahead and sit the rest of the first quarter, but there she comes, charging back in here with 24 seconds to go.
Jessica's a little adverse to having being on that bench too long, so I'm sure the moment she felt okay, she was ready to come back in, and that was up and good. Three-pointer for Jessica Lieber, 21-10 streaks, and we're under 20 seconds to go.
Incredible.
Ball inbounded now to Birch. She gets the ball tapped away and a hustle play by Danny Teal. And the Streaks are going to get the ball as Birch dove down for it but put her hand on the end line. So with 10.1 left to go, Streaks have a chance to add to this 11-point lead. Jessica Lieber looks for the inbound pass. Sherrod now back to Jessica for three. Just off the back iron. Sherrod's going to chase it and she's going to come down with the rebound. Now with one, and Sharon's not going to get the shot. Nope, they said it did get off in time, but it was no good nonetheless. So after one quarter of play, Streaks up 21-10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg. By Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
It's a fantastic time to create your dream kitchen now during Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale. Choose from a huge selection of cabinetry by Schrock, Medallion, and Woodbridge cabinetry on sale. Plus, get a free sink base cabinet with qualifying purchase. You'll also find great deals on custom craft countertops, sinks, and faucets. Plus, all major kitchen appliances are 10% off Menards everyday low prices. Don't miss Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Field Gymnasium, Streaks with a 21-10 lead after one quarter of play over Peoria High. And now Peoria High with the inbound. They're going to go right into their offense. Good job to get it right inside to Woods, but she misses the jumper, and Casey Williams down with the rebound. Ball tipped out of bounds by Evans as the Streaks tried to push that one up ahead. And so they'll get in the sideline right in front of the bench of Peoria High. Coach Michi Edwards petitioning that his freshman got hit on that last shot. No love, though, from the officials. Casey Williams with the ball up top, gets it back to Jessica Lieber. Long three! No, she's going to get called for travel. It missed anyway. So just trying to get those feet just right and shuffle them a little too much.
First quarter, Peoria High 5 of 13 from the field. Didn't score from the free throw line. Silver Streaks, a couple of threes from Jessica Lieber, 7 of 13. Rebounding in the Silver Streaks corner and 9 turnovers for Peoria High in the first quarter.
Birch puts this one up. No good, but rebound by Camber Williams. Now the other way, it's Woods. Woods trapped up. She's going to flip it over the top, and in the lane forever is...
Yep.
Evans, and he's finally going to get called for the three-second goal.
Yeah, the official noticed it just about the same time you did. She thrown up a tent in there.
So back the other way, here come the Streaks. Sharon Diggins now to Jessica, and Jessica's right now in the mentality that she's going to chuck it from all over the gym because she's feeling it. Ball flipped over the top weak side to Casey Williams for the easy two. A nice find by Jessica Lieber. Streaks run that play where they do the backside screen against the zone, and we're able to get an easy two from Casey. Back the other way, ball knocked out of bounds as Rainey Sibley playing some tough defense.
Yeah, in order to sail that pass like Jessica did there, you have to put a little loft on it because it's got to go clear across the lane, which is dangerous from an angle without getting stolen, but it was just a perfect pass.
Ball inbound or attempted to be inbounded right there, but picked up by Danny Teal, and she's all alone for another layup. So Danny with 11 points.
And Coach Edwards has got his head in his hands. Officially, he's taking a timeout here, and... He's just talking to himself. The girls are over there, and he's looking at the floor talking to himself. So this may be a therapy timeout for him.
He's not happy. Well, that last play, unfortunately for Peoria, was just absolutely atrocious. the inbounds pass by, I believe it was Woods, trying to get it inbounded, and she didn't realize her guard was going to cut. And so she threw it right at the time the guard cut, so it was an easy layup for Danny Teal, who, if I'm not mistaken, I think this is a career high for her on varsity. I can't remember the last time she had 11 points.
We're only 1 minute into the second quarter, yeah. So who knows how many she could get, because she's got a ton of energy this morning, as she usually does.
Yes.
But especially when a lot of the other players on both sides are probably a little sluggish, trying to, you know, get their facilities together and play a 9 a.m. game. Danny looked like she's already had six cups of coffee and is ready to roll here.
Well, the other thing we saw early in this one that we kind of talked about, right out of the set, the Streaks were really having a problem with the Peoria defense. Peoria was all over the Streaks throughout the half court, and we haven't seen that in the recent possession, so obviously this team getting a little bit more tired. And now, before Peoria inbounds, we're going to get a timeout to allow Woods to get her shoe tied. And she does, and now here we come back the other way. It's Birch with the basketball. She goes middle of the floor to Williams. Now they work the ball up the floor as Israel Evans just throws it out of bounds. So the Streaks will bring it back, and Coach Michi Edwards, again, not happy, and he's doing everything he can to contain himself over there on the sideline.
Yeah, well, he knows they just can't afford to waste possessions like that, especially once they get it up the court.
Streaks get it. Corner three by Mangieri, no good, but ball tipped out. Jessica Lieber is going to come down with the rebound for the Streaks, and she's going to put up a three, and she's got it. Her third of the game. 10 points now for Jessica. Streaks lead 28-10. Now a steal by Allison Mangieri. She puts it up, but gets it blocked, but the Streaks are going to retain possession anyway.
Well, at some point, the coach in Coach Edwards' position might just sit back and kind of quit the coaching, realizing it's a lost cause today, but I don't think that's his style.
Nope. Haley Kelsall, corner three up, and that one's long. Casey Williams momentarily had her hands on the rebound, although was not able to pull it in. Pulled in, though, by Birch, and she's bringing it up against pressure.
They're going to get 10 count if they don't get it pretty
quick. Woods finally gets it across the half-court line to Evans. She gets the ball tipped away momentarily, but she's trapped up, and now she's looking for a pass. She floats one all the way over the top to Birch. A lot of Hail Mary passes here. Now Sharon with a steal. She's going to bring it back the other way, and unfortunately, as she was trying to avoid the official, she lost control of the basketball, and it hit on the sideline.
Well, our pressure has caused Peoria actually more problems than once they get across the timeline than it has getting there. Just those double teams putting all sorts of pressure on their guards, and they're just throwing the ball up for grabs.
Three up, and this one's missed by Evans. Rebound comes down inside to Osha Rutherford. She kicks it out, and we're going to get a 3 second call.
Turnover number 15 against the Lions.
This Lion team, nothing compared to the team that we've seen the last couple of years. The last couple of years, a state-ranked team. Jemiah Carpenter gone from last year's team. She was great. Now Kiambra Williams with a steal. She's going to take it all the way down on Jess, and she travels.
Jess got away with one there, really soft pass. That one deserved to be picked off, but as she went back and at least got herself in position, caused the ball handler to hesitate a little and turn it right back over.
I believe it was Jemiah Carpenter that 2 years ago over at Knox, the ball got stuck up at the rim, and she jumped up and knocked it free. So definite athleticism being missed there as Shawndika Birch gets called for the foul there. Up top, and the Streaks retain possession. Trying to get inbound to Rainey Sibley. Three up from the wing, and that one's good. As Rainey's been ice cold from three-point range for a number of weeks now, finally gets one to drop, 31-10. 5:19 left to go here in the first half. Back the other way is Peoria Central. And again, something we've seen more and more this year is Sabrina Clagan called for a reach fouls. It was Evans right there trying to go up for the layup, had the ball down around her waist, and Sharon kind of handcuffed her going for the basketball.
Well, this is similar. I look up last night, the score was 30-10 at halftime in the boys' game. Right now it's 31-10 in favor of the girls here with quite a bit to go in the half, and now it's 31-11 as the first free throw up and down for Peoria High. I don't have a 31.
Help. Israel Evans, 32.
Oh, 32, my bad.
It's tough to see these numbers.
It is.
The black jerseys with the dark maroon on them, just some white outline, which gives you at least a little bit ability. Reminds me of those new jerseys that Notre Dame tried to wear not too long ago. Couldn't read the numbers at all when they played Kentucky. So 31-12, ball rotate around. Lexi Daniels thought about the three in front of us. Now Hannah Smith, far side wing, that three up and off the back rim and rebounded initially by Evans, and she kind of accidentally gave it to Birch. Back the other way is Evans. She flips it down to Camber Williams, who loses the ball off the foot of Danny Teal and out of bounds.
First of eight games here today. Following this one, it'll be United Township against Normal U-High. Then Centennial, the team will play tonight, battles Alleman. Notre Dame and Morton play the 1:30 game, and they play every hour and a half all the way until 7:30 tonight. So if things start running behind, we could be playing at 8:30 for all we know.
Well, let's hope not. Ball inbounded, now down inside. Shot up by Rutherford, no good, and Hannah Smith down with the rebound. And the ball gets knocked away, and now back the other way. Here comes Curia High, and it's Evans losing the basketball out of bounds. No instructional videos going to be made from Peoria High's performance here.
No. Again, they were an underdog coming in with a lack of players. But, well, now I'm looking down, and there's two more in uniform. They created two players magically. They must have sent a couple of the girls who were in street clothes to the locker room and had them put their uniform on, feeling like they might need them.
Haley Kelsel, two now. She stepped inside the line right down in front of us. Katie Lingenfelter in the game. She gets her first rebound. And now we're going to get a ball out of bounds, and this one's going to stay with the Streaks. Oh, no, we're going to get a foul, and actually that's three fouls now on Israel Evans. Ball inbounded to Jessica. Down to Sharon, baseline right down in front of us. Three, good. And now we're going to get another call, or another timeout call by Coach Edwards, who's given the business right now to Marquesha Clark, not happy at all about her not closing out right there.
Yeah, I mean, she just walked in the game, too.
34-12, Streaks with a 22-point lead.
Yeah, that is so interesting to me to all of a sudden look down and see two more players there that they didn't have. So I've got to think that either somebody missed the bus or and got a ride over here, or
I'm guessing that what happened was that he, like you had said, that he decided he needed more players, so he went and got some of the sophomores up.
Yeah, well, because there are not as many girls in street clothes sitting on the bench.
No.
There were four or five of them lined up there when this game started, and I think they just decided it was emergency time and threw the uniforms on.
Evans with the basketball. She's going to bring it up against Elsa Mangieri. Now passes over to Williams inside. Now Rutherford with the basketball at the free throw line. She drags her pivot foot. No call. Williams with the basketball on the baseline. She just throws it to Elsa Mangieri, who picks up her second steal. Jessica, three on the transition off the back iron, is a little aggressive by Jessica, but the Streaks come away with the rebound. Danny Teal with it now. Rainey Sibley. Now Jessica Lieber up top. Just feeling it. Three of five from distance. Now Rainey Sibley outside the three-point arc. She gets it inside to Danny Teal, over to Allison. Allison can't handle the basketball, and she lost it, and it went off her back, off her shoulder, off her head, down to the ground, and finally she loses it out of bounds.
Yeah, I thought she was doing the Globetrotter thing, going to roll it from one arm cleared off her shoulders down to the other. That was, I'm sure it wasn't funny for her, but it was funny to watch. That, she was like she was wrestling with the basketball all around trying to get a hold of it.
Ball to be inbounded now by Peoria High. Evans to Woods, the freshman with the basketball now, deep in the backcourt. She's guarded, and now Camber Williams is going to step on the sideline and is going to go back to the Streaks.
Wow, I thought there was going to be a foul.
I thought
there.
So, too. Right there, Sammy Thompson didn't give Williams much room to work right there.
10 Peoria High turnovers in this quarter, 19 for the half.
Michi Edwards just realized it was a turnover and is now trying to figure out why Galesburg has the basketball again. Sharon Diggins, three up in front of the bench for it. Peoria, count it. The fifth of the game for the Streaks is Sharon now with her second and 8 points for Sharon. 37-12 Streaks. Now Sharon just steals the basketball, takes it inside, two up. No, but a foul. And we're going to get a foul call on Osha Rutherford. Her second, maybe her third, actually, I think.
I've just been on board, yes. Excuse me, for the last three games here, Eric. Is this the
the biggest blowout we've had this year was one of those Taylorville tournament games. What the is it Urbana?
I think it might be the Urbana game. But we'll see where we end this one. This is the most dominating streaks have looked all year. That's for sure. The first free throw off the mark.
Urbana came out. I don't think they hadn't won a game, had they?
They won one, I think. So Sharon's second free throw now as she missed on the first one. Second one up, and that one's no good, and this one's going to be rebounded by Evans.
Yeah, that was 83-56 at Urbana game.
And here comes all the way down is Birch, and she airballs a layup. You don't see that very often. Rutherford down with the rebound, but she rolls over the top of Birch and turns the ball over back over to the Streaks. Yeah, so 30-point win. Actually, our 30-point win against Metamora in the third game of the year, I think, was our biggest
margin.
I take that back. The Charleston game was. No, that was only 27 points. So, yeah, 30 points, 70 to 40. Streaks with the basketball. Jessica Lieber up top. She goes to the free throw line to Sabrina Clay. Ball got tipped away, but Sharon came up with it. Now Jessica Lieber to Rainey Sibley to back to Sharon. Defensive intensity is picked up a little bit for here for Peoria. Jessica out way out top in front of the scorer's table. Kicks it over to Rainey. Rainey having problems handling the basketball, and now she double dribbled, no call. The official right down in front of us said that it was tipped, but it looked like the Rainey dribbled, picked it up, and then just started dribbling again.
I looked over at you like, am I missing something here? Can you do that now?
Yeah, in girls basketball. Yeah. Sabrina Clay, three up, and just off the mark, Sharon Diggins down with the rebound. She puts it up, and it rolls out, and we're going to get a foul on Sabrina Clay. Going over the back of Clark as she was grabbing the rebound.
Well, this has been refreshing not only to see how really well we've shot the ball, played defense, but that was just our fourth team foul of the half. That's pretty unusual for us at our pace to get to this point and not have put the other team at the line a few times.
Well, as Tom Meredith used to always say, it's never a good sign when you have more turnovers than points. And that's where Peoria is right now.
Well, big time.
Cameron Williams pushes the ball ahead. Now it's Evans with the basketball up top. She's going to get it to the freshman, Wood. She's going to take a 17-foot jumper. Banker, no, but Lexi Daniels down with the ball for the Streaks.
Peoria High hasn't had a field goal in the second quarter. Again, reminiscent of last night at the boys' game where United Township didn't get a field goal in the second quarter as the Streaks have a wild pass and a turnover of their own.
Yeah, just some confusion there. It looked like that Coach Massey wanted a specific play run, and half the players knew it, and the other two didn't. So ball inbounded now to Kiamber Williams. She's going to bring it up. She gets it to Evans. Evans goes to the free throw line to Rutherford, passes inside to Marquesha Clark over the head, and that's going to be another turnover for the Peoria High team.
Marquesha didn't seem real enthusiastic about getting to that ball.
No.
And she's going to sit down, I think, maybe as a result of that.
Nope. Definitely looked like Marquesha wasn't too happy, and judging by her body language on the bench, she doesn't really care.
Yeah. It's what it looked like when she made a motion to the ball. It's like, yeah, I don't want to extend much effort to try and go get that.
This is one of the calls that drives me the most nuts in high school basketball is the kick basketball. If you don't try to kick it, it's not a kick. It's right there. Jessica Lieber threw the ball off of Camber Williams' foot and Camber Williams didn't even realize it at first. Three up by Haley Kelso. That one's long. And they call a kick ball. But anyway, now with the rebound is Woods on the baseline. She traveled a couple times. But instead, we're going to get a jump ball called.
Which will result in a turnover as the possession arrow goes, the Silver Streaks way. So let's see, 14 second quarter turnovers for Peoria High. 0 of 6 from the field. I'm not sure you could have a bigger disaster in one quarter than what the Lions have had here.
Jessica Lieber with the basketball on the inbounds. Back to Sharon Diggins. Her three from the corner up and no good. This ball's going to bounce off of the Streaks and go back to Peoria High. So Sharon now 2 of 4 from distance. As I said earlier, 8 points in the game for her. We've seen some good scoring performances, at least in this first half of the Streaks. 11 points for Danny Teal, 10 for Jessica Lieber, and 8 now for Sharon Diggins. 37-12, Streaks with the lead. That ball knocked away as Haley Kelso got up there to tip it away. Evans was doing jumping jacks on the weak side post trying to get the ball. Now she's going to put a three up. That one's no good. Rebound comes down to Rutherford. Kicks it out. And now Williams all the way down the lane, and she scores the first two of the quarter. or first field goal, excuse me, of the quarter for Peoria High. That shot up by Sharon, no good. She gets her own rebound, and she gets fouled.
Yeah, they well, they have a couple of free throws, apparently.
Yep. It's, there was a couple of free throws, I think. Who hit him? Israel Evans hit him.
Okay. So, Sharon, a good effort not only to get down there quickly, get the shot up, but she's good quick leaper on the second attempt and got up between two Lions players, got a second opportunity, and now has free throws coming for it.
And the streakiest free throw shooter on the streaks is now one of three as she hits the first one, 38-14. We've got 39 seconds left to go, and the sun is starting to come in those windows, and we are in a bad place for that sun. Shrine's second shot up, and this one is good as well. Streaks 39, Curry High 14, and now a ball thrown away again, and the Streaks recover. Ball inside to Chloe. She puts the shot up, no, but she's fouled by Rutherford, and that's her fourth foul. No, that's her fifth foul.
No.
She just fouled out of the game.
Gosh.
Rutherford, OSHA Rutherford, the junior, just fouled out of the game with 2 points.
Well, again, it bears out the importance that they actually got a few more people dressed than the six people that they had to start this game because they've already lost one. And for as much as Marquisha Clark was in the doghouse a few minutes ago, she's back in because somebody has to be at this point.
Now in the doghouse is Rutherford. As she does not want to be talking to Coach Evan, Michi Edwards. I don't know who he was talking to. He was yelling down towards the scorer's table.
He's just looking for somebody to yell at.
Chloe's first shot missed, second shot missed, and rebound comes down to Clark. Just inserted into the game. This ball passed down and shot up. No good by Huff. She gets her own rebound now. It's Woods up top. Woods gets it to Evans. Evans with the basketball. Oh, nice dribble splitting the streaks, and she drops it inside to Huff, who again is camping out in the lane. She throws up an air ball and a layup. And now down with the rebound is Lieber for the Streaks. Streaks reverse the basketball around. Allison Mangieri down in front of her folks, misses the three. And that's the half. As momentarily there, Casey Williams came down with the rebound, not able to do anything with it. So at the half, Streaks lead at 39-14. We'll be back after a quick break. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hey. Good morning, Bob. How's it going, man?
Awful. I got stuck in the snow. So much for all-wheel drive.
Here you go. Put this on.
The WGIL button?
Yeah. You're not yourself without the button. Better?
Better.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up your WGIL button at Craddy Insurance Agency, 1197 North Henderson Street, or at Straight Hat Art on Seminary Street, both in Galesburg. Details at WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Craddy. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, this is Mandy Balzer with WGIL. With this reminder, Prairie Players and the Knox Corps offer a free 4-week improv workshop for people aged 10 to 18 starting Monday, January 21st. Register at the Beanhive Coffee House or at Q's Cafe, or check our calendar for online registration at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Halftime from John Field Gymnasium on a Saturday morning that we build as breakfast with the Streaks. And one of the coaches, as Evan was saying, that the girls came in, had some donuts this morning, so they weren't necessarily worried about having all the perfect nutrition, but apparently those donuts gave them a lot of energy because they've been creating a lot of problems for Peoria High in this first half. We're leading 39-14 in a first half blowout that has seen Peoria High commit 24 turnovers and already have a player fouled out, Eric Gibson, and I don't know, maybe I've seen a player foul out at halftime in my career, but I can't remember the last time. It's pretty rare.
Well, I'll tell you, I've never seen anybody foul out before the half. And, you know, it wasn't as if you felt like she was being, you know, sometimes when you see something like that, you might see somebody pick up a technical so that you get that double, mm-hmm. you know, complain about a foul, and then all of a sudden it's, wow, you know, there's two quick fouls. That's not the case. Just, she got them the old-fashioned way.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a quick glance at the halftime statistics here. As the Silver Streaks, 13 of 31 from the field. So not red hot, but hot enough, 42%, including, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 three-point shots, which certainly adds to the weight of those statistics. Peoria High shooting just 26%, 6 of 23. They were just 1 of 10 in that disastrous second quarter for the Lions. Rebounding edge to Gelsberg, 20-16 on the glass. And as you mentioned, those turnovers, as is often the case for Silver Streak's opponents, a big problem. 24 at halftime for Peoria High and 13 for the Silver Streaks. Our halftime stats being brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. And Eric, from the team stats to the individual stats, how do things shake out there?
Well, it's definitely as lopsided as the team stats. Streaks leading scoring by Danny Teal, 11 points, and I believe that's a career high at the varsity level. Jessica Lieber with 10, as well as Sharon Diggins. As Jess and Sharon have been hot from three-point range, just 3 of 5, 2 of 4 for Sharon. Streaks got 4 points from Rainey Sibley on a 3-1 free throw, and 2 points apiece from Casey Williams and Sabrina Clay. Streaks have pulled together 6 steals, which for how many turnovers, it's surprising to only see 6 steals, but it's just a lot of real bad turnovers by the Peoria High Lions.
Yeah, so good balance for the Silver Streaks here. Nice to see that, and I'm imagining that will continue here into the second half. And again, hopefully we don't have the scenario like last night where Brad Renowitz and I sat here completely comfortable and looking ahead to the next game with a 30-10 lead, only to be chewing our nails off by the end trying to get a victory. I don't think that's going to happen here just because Peoria is just so outnumbered and outmanned in this one.
You wouldn't believe so, especially looking at Peoria's numbers. 4 points for Triumph Woods, 4 points for Israel Evans, 4 points for Camber Williams, and 2 points for the now fouled out Osha Rutherford. So, you know, they're not really getting much as far as contributions go. Unless somebody gets red hot and the Streaks go ice cold, you have to imagine that this should be a pretty easy second half for the Streaks, but we'll see how things go. Tournament game, so there should be a running clock if the Streaks get a 30-point lead in this one.
And that would keep things
on
schedule. They love that. So, all right, the Streaks back out on the court. We're going to take our final timeout of the half here and then come back with second half action. Silver Streaks lead 39-14 over Peoria High in the opening game of this 8-game set to the Martin Luther King Weekend Tournament. We'll have more after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Illinois fans, it's time for Big Ten basketball. Come out and cheer on your nationally ranked Fighting Illini as they take on top 25 opponents from across the conference. It's a historic start to a storied program and a Big Ten season you won't want to miss. Tickets are on sale now, but going fast. Help us sell out Assembly Hall for every Big Ten game this season. Visit FightingIllini.com to buy your tickets today. Go Illini!
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Enough! another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing. I am good.
Michelle, XYZ.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School girls basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy, colder today, steady or slowly falling temperatures in the 30s. Snow this evening and snow likely after midnight with accumulations of 1 to 2 inches, much colder, lows around 19. Tomorrow, decreasing cloudiness and colder, a high 25. And tomorrow night, colder and clear, a low around 9 above. On Monday, sunshine with a high of 25 and Tuesday, partly cloudy with highs around 30. Right now, it's 35.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Up to 9:45 on your Saturday morning, and that's right, we've got basketball from John Beale Gymnasium, where a full day of action today, all girls games, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks kicking it off and doing so in fine fashion, 39-14 with the halftime lead. Speaking of kickoff, big football day, Eric Gibson, with the NFL playoff games. And I was bemoaning the fact that the game I wanted to watch, of course, 49ers-Packers, they had to put on Saturday night, which, is, of course, we'll be here for the Galesburg girls. But maybe we can keep up. You'll keep us up to date on some of those scores.
Yeah, well, we'll try to keep the scores up to date. Unfortunately, I didn't know they were still playing. The Bears lost a couple weeks ago. And
you lose track.
I do. I watched a little bit of that Seahawks-Washington game last week, a very entertaining game. And I saw the Minnesota-Green Bay game, and that one wasn't near is exciting after Ponder was announced out.
So those coming up later today. Of course, also later today here on WGIL, we'll have the Fighting Illini. You might have heard Brian Barnhart there just a couple of minutes ago talking about picking up tickets for a game. If you're not headed to Champaign, make sure and join us for the game. Actually, go to Champaign. I think it'd be idle. It's up in Wisconsin today. 12:45, the broadcast here on WGIL for the Fighting Illini and the Badgers. So normally, Eric, at halftime, you give us the scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, but there's not any scores.
No.
I don't think there's anybody else playing on Saturday morning.
Nope. I think we're alone on this one. In fact, I was over at the scores table getting pronunciations, and the scorekeeper for Peoria didn't even know they had a second game today.
Wow.
Ball stolen away. Jessica Lieber, three up, and just rims out. Rebound comes down to Marquesha Clark.
So the second half off and running here with the Silver Streaks comfortably ahead, and they'll keep the pressure up. They do it floor to floor all game long.
Streaks 39-14. Ball tipped away from Evans. Sharon Diggins trying to come up with it. Now we're going to get a tie-up between Evans and Jessica Lieber, who gets flipped out of there, and she was none too happy as they were wrestling around for the basketball. But Streaks will get possession. That'll be another turnover as Jess looks over her war wounds.
25 turnovers for Peoria, and yeah, she really is. She's telling the official she showed him her
now
elbow.
The official's going to make her go out of the game. Jess is going to regret that move.
Yeah. Yeah, at first he came over and she pointed to the elbow, and then he looked down and saw her knee all taped up, and I think he just going to take her over there and say, please, coach, give this girl some time off. She's falling apart.
Yeah, as now Jess, right after the official summoned her over to the bench, rolled her eyes and shook her head as she did not want to come out of the game. But Sammy Thompson into the game for the Streaks. The freshman brings the ball up the floor. Now Casey Williams, sophomore with the basketball, to Chloe, to Sammy. Now Sammy's going to get to Sharon, top the key, three up, and that one is good.
That way, Sharon.
Seven threes now for the Streaks. Three for Sharon Diggins, and she now leads the team with 12 points. Steal by Rainey Sibley. Two up, no good. Chloe Anderson with the rebound, puts it back up, and no. Kiambra Williams comes down with the basketball. And now, again, the Peoria's having trouble with the Streaks pressure. Ball, nice pass right there by Evans. Drops it down to Huff, and she's going to get the first two of the second half for Peoria. And Streaks at the basketball, Shrine all the way down the right side, puts a shot up, no good. And Sammy Thompson comes down with the rebound, but she turns it over as Huff picks it up. Now back down the other way, ball kicked around, and it's still being batted around, and Evans with the basketball. She's struggling to do something with it, then gets it to Williams, now up top to Woods. Woods with the basketball, top the key, looking. Nothing at this point. Now, finally, here comes the ball back inside, thrown off the hands of Huff and out of bounds. Street basketball.
You know, it's interesting, too, in this style of play, when you get a big lead, many times you'll pull back. Instead of, you know, quit pressuring the other team and just let it go. But this style doesn't really afford us that opportunity. As the Streaks come down, miss a layup opportunity, but we've got a foul and some free throws coming for Lexi Daniels. But yeah, maybe fans for the other team would say, well, you guys are kind of running the score up, aren't you? But that's just the way this system runs. And I don't know, is there an allotment you've seen over the years for Evan to just say, oh, come back, play zone?
Nope, that's exactly what he says. He says, this is the way we play. We don't have a third-string team. As Danny Teal at the free throw line hits in her first. She's got 12 now. And he basically defends it exactly how you said. This is the style we'll play. What we'll see eventually is the second free throw up, and that one's missed. Huff comes down with the rebound. What we'll see eventually, though, is we'll see the Streaks go to that 2-3 zone. Turnover by Peoria High, as if it was Evans pulling the pivot foot, so she'll get called for the travel. And however, I don't foresee that we're going to see that anytime soon, just judging by how Coach Massey's running it right now. They'll probably be in the fourth quarter. I'm just going to go out on a limb and guess that he would like to see a 30-point lead so his tournament stays on time.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, if you're a team playing the system and you're bad, you're going to get really blown out because there's not going to be a whole lot of relief in sight for you.
Well, and the other thing is that playing the system, a 10-point lead is actually a close game. As that three up and missed by Elsa Manjuri, Jessica Lieber down with the rebound just flips it over her head. No, but she'll get to the free throw line. So Streaks 43-16, 5:37 left to go here in the third quarter.
Well, like you said, if we're with 3 points away from continuous clock off, they won't start that till the fourth quarter, I believe. And that's in tournaments like this. If you get one or two of those games, then everything stays on time. But it's possible when there's only an hour and a half between games to get quite a ways behind. They do shorten everything up. No starting lineups are introduced. They shorten the halftime many times in between games. So they have ways of making up a little bit of time. But this first game looks like it's going to keep things pretty well on schedule.
45-16 as Jess hits a pair from the stripe. She now has 14 points to lead the Streaks, I believe. 12. She's got 12 points. So Sharon's still leading the team with 13 points. Williams with the ball now. She's going to get it to Evans. Nice little cut, and she drops it off to Huff, and that shot blocked by Casey Williams. Streaks back the other way as Chloe picked that one up. Gets it to Sharon. Sharon puts a shot up, and I couldn't tell what the call was going to be. As she went over the top of Huff, and initially I thought maybe it was going to be a charge, but she's going to get called for Huff's going to get called for the block.
Casey Williams, we saw it up at Moline the other night, four block shots in that one. And this one, she just times her block really well. And it seems like she enjoys that as much as anything else she does on the court. She makes an art form out of the block shot.
Well, I'll tell you, that's one of the biggest improvements from early in her freshman year to this point of her sophomore year has been the block. She had a tendency to play a lot like Sabrina Clay in reaching in, and now she's learned to keep things straight up, and she's also learned to go get the ball out of the air as opposed to go get it in the hands. As Sharon splits a pair of free throws, Streaks up by 28 now, 44-16. Ball passed around. Now it's Woods with the basketball. She's going to dribble up to the top of the key. She's doubled up by Chloe and Sammy. She steps through it but throws it to Sharon Diggins, who gets her second steal of the game, and here comes the Streaks.
With Peoria High, they just don't have any girls with ball skills. They dribble it across half court and then pick it up and get in a double team and then have no choice but just loft it up in the air, and the Silver Streaks are more than happy to take it away.
Haley Kelso hits the 8-3 of the game for the Streaks, then her first of the game as she is now 3 points in the game, 49-16. Streaks by 33.
We have pulled back into that 2-3 here now.
A travel not called there by Evans. She's going to get out to Woods. As Jim said, Streaks in the 2-3 zone. Ball put inside, and we're going to get a travel called against Evans.
So even when there's no pressure, they still turn the ball over. and a 49-16 lead for the Streaks.
4:23 left to go here in the third quarter, although the half the scoreboard reports it's the second.
And when you're the home team in a deal like this, you make out the schedule, so everybody knows that it's going to work probably in favor of the home team. So we play the early game now and the late game tonight, so we've got the biggest span of time in between our next game. We're going to need all that rest, though, I think.
Oh, for Centennial, yeah.
Champaign Centennial.
Oh, we're going to get a foul called on Sabrina Clay. She was trying to set a screen at half court and ran into the same problem we saw up in Moline. And we talked about it on Thursday, too, Jim, is that Jessica's got to make the decision. She's either got to run the screen or the defender into Sabrina, or she's got to let Sabrina get set, because Sabrina keeps trying to set the screen while Jessica's on the run. And Marquisha Clark is going to get fouled by Sabrina so quickly, too. Quick fouls on Sabrina, and she's up to four for the game. And Clark's going to go to the stripe.
Centennial that we play tonight, by the way, plays at noon today against Alleman. And Alleman, as we saw, they can be dangerous, and I think they'll get better and better as the season goes along here.
Well, and unfortunately for the Streaks, it's not going to be most likely a high-tempo game, so they're not going to be too tired as Marquisha Clark banks in the free throw.
We'll see on this one if that was intentional.
I'm going to go with no.
Yeah, I don't know too many people that are able to do that consistently.
Second one up, and that one's good as well. That no bank, though. 49-18, Streaks by 31. Jessica on the dribble. She gets it to Sharon. Sharon to Sabrina. Now up top to Rainey Sibley. Rainey surveys the defense, gets it to Jessica. Jessica near side wing now goes down to the baseline to Sharon. Sharon kicks out to Rainey. Back to Jessica. Top the key. Three. Off the to the left and off the mark, but Rainey Sibley down with the rebound. Now the Streaks are going to turn it over, and Jessica's going to call for a foul as she tried to recoup the basketball for the Streaks, and she got a little bit too much arm.
Peoria, Notre Dame, and Morton play at 1:30 today. That ought to be a good one.
Well, you know, Coach Massey should have put Morton against Centennial at noon.
Yeah, that would have been cruel. But Notre Dame. If I remember, they're the only team that's beaten Richwood so far this year, from what I've seen. It was a huge upset in the Peoria area. So they've got potential, so that should be a good one this afternoon. The 1:30 game, if you want to just come out and see some good girls basketball.
Shot up by Evans, air ball, but knocked out of bounds off the hands of Casey Williams. Huff looks the inbound. She's going to flip it in the middle of the lane to Camber Williams. Williams looking to kick it out. She's still in the lane, still in the lane, still in the lane, still in the lane, and shot up by Woods. That one's up and good.
Just their third field goal in the last two quarters makes it 49-20.
Well, the Pure High, once they get that ball in the lane, they don't leave the lane. Hannah Smith with the basketball, dribbling on the wing. She's going to get to Danny. Danny drives baseline up and good and foul.
Look at that, Danny.
Count
Teal.
The basket, Danny.
Pile up the points.
Wow. 14 points to Danny as she heads back to the free throw line. If you're going to say crunch time was early in this one, I have a leading candidate for crunch time player of the game.
I was thinking the same thing because she just brought so much energy to the court from the get-go here. She's been a real spark for the Silver Streaks.
And when you get your career high now with 15 points, you have to think that that aids in your candidacy as well, especially in a lopsided win. Ball flipped inside. Ball almost got tipped up and in as they tried to go inside to Clark, and Casey had tipped it up, but it ends up out of bounds. So ball will remain with the Lions.
The team that's really got the tough assignment today is Alleman. They play Centennial at noon and then turn around and play Morton at 4:30. Play two state powers within 5 hours of each other.
Three up, an air ball from Evans. Huff with the rebound, and Coach Hatch is going to question his friendship with Coach Massey after today. And dribbling it on the sideline was Woods after she had grabbed the rebound. I don't think she realized where she was on the floor. Katie Ling and Felter will inbound this ball, and now the Lions are going to come with full court press again. Sammy Thompson's going to work the ball against Woods, backing her down. Now gets it to Katie Ling and Felter. Katie to Chloe. To Sammy, they look to try to go to the give and go. Not there, but Sharon's going to get the basketball, dribble to the near side of the floor, and kicks it back up to the wing to Sammy Thompson. Three up, no good. She's going to get her own rebound. Tries to go down and throws it off the foot of Camber Williams. She's going to get called for kicking it again, even though she did not try to kick it.
Sammy being unselfish there. She took the one shot, got it back. Really could have had another one closer to the basket, but thought, well, maybe I better pass it this time, and probably could have just gone ahead and shot it.
Great pass from Sammy to Chloe, and Chloe misses the layup. Rebound to Huff. Unfortunately for Chloe, she had that one point blank with nobody on her. This ball is going to be stolen by Sammy Thompson, and now we're going to get a foul as Sammy was bringing it up the floor. And they better hope that this one didn't go against Evans. And it did. That's her fourth.
In a quiet gymnasium, you could really hear Coach Edwards of Peoria bellowing at one of his players there.
Amici, not afraid to tell his players when they're doing something wrong. Jessica Liebert up top now, far side wing. Streaks work the ball left to right. Streaks in their white home jerseys. Ball rotated around Michaela Isley up top. She's got it at the top of the key. Count started. Now gets it to Jessica. Jessica had Lexi for a second, didn't see her. Gets it to Rainey, though, on the near side. Rainey swings in and tries to finger roll it, hit the bottom of the backboard. Rebound to Huff. And then off of Clark, and they have to save it in bounds. This time they do save it in bounds. And it's Evans at the free throw line. She's going to get fouled by Lexi. Lexi was a little too aggressive there trying to get that steal. 1:36 left to go here in the third. Streaks up 52-20.
Again, no boys basketball today. The Silver Streaks boys holding on for that three-point win over East Moline last night have today off. They won't play again until they host Alleman on Friday night.
Is that two or three? That's three conference wins now, right?
Yeah, 3-1, and really should beat Alleman, so they'd be 4-1 in the first round of the conference. So they're having a good start to their conference season.
And there's a steal by Elsa Mangieri. Streaks back the other way, gets to Sharon. Sharon's going to eye the three up, and good!
Atta girl.
Nine threes for the Streaks, and four for Sharon Diggins. We're going to get a timeout called by Michi Edwards.
And it is a full timeout, so we will take a timeout as well here. 1:19 to go, third quarter. Silver Streaks comfortably ahead, 55-20. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you're an outdoors person, take a trip to Farm King. Take 30% off all tree stands in stock and save $16 on Scent Lock or Dream Season or Bone Collector hoodies. Check out the ice fishing tent, rod, and sled and save on a Henry lever action rifle or a High Point 9mm handgun at Farm King. And you'll save on Nutrina stock and stable horse feed pellets. Buy two bags and get one free. Heated pet bowls are on sale too. And when the weather gets wild, get your car or pickup ready with washer fluid, snow scrapers, and de-icer on sale now at Farm King.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
1:19 to go, third quarter. Silver Streaks girls up in this one at John Thiel Gym, 55-20.
Five teams in this MLK tournament, Jim, that have gotten votes statewide. Streaks and Streaks and Morton both with are tied for 10th. Champaign Centennial, who the Streaks will see later today, third in the state in the last poll. And Normal U High and Rock Island Allman, who both play this afternoon, all also got votes.
So a lot of talent out here on this.
A lot of talent. A good time to come out the field to see some good girls basketball. Streaks in the 2-3 zone against Peoria Central. Streaks up again 55-20. Minute 7 left to go here in the third quarter. Streaks should assumably cruise to a victory in this one as they get ready for Centennial later in the day. Evans 3 up, and that one's off the mark. Rebound comes down to Huff in the middle of the lane. She falls down. Ball comes out. But Evans picks it up. She takes it in, and she gets fouled.
Well, this was one we figured to win. I didn't know that it would be quite this lopsided from the get-go, but especially when we saw that Peoria High at the time had only dressed six players, and in the first few minutes it became pretty evident that this was going to be a mismatch here this morning.
Well, you know, the one thing you always expect with Peoria High is athleticism, and we've seen athleticism from these girls as Evans misses the first free throw. But the other thing you always factor in is that 9 o'clock start time, so you never know what you're going to get. Is the team coming out cold, or what's going to happen? Huff comes out with the rebound off another miss by Evans. A good rebound by Huff. Strong rebound.
She forgot where she was, though. She ripped the rebound down and started to head up the court and forgot they were the ones that had the ball.
Yeah. Would have had an easy two, you would assume, because she was all alone after she got that strong rebound, but she kicked it out. Williams with it right in front of the Peoria High bench. She's going to work against Elsa Mangieri, and ball comes in to by Evans, and we're going to get a foul called this time against Hawk. She's going to get called for her fourth foul, so now two players with four fouls on the floor after Rutherford had already fouled out.
And as long as they have instituted the continuous clock rule in this tournament, which I assume they have.
They Ralph, generally do.
Yeah, Ralph Henning said they usually like to use that. We will be in that clock mode when we get to the fourth quarter.
Streaks with the basketball. Lexi Daniels baseline now gets it up to the near side wing to Sammy Thompson. She works against Williams. Nice pass good inside look to Katie Lingenfelter for two.
Very nice look there.
Good vision by the... That's the one thing Coach Massey really likes from the freshman, Sammy Thompson, as right before the half, or right before the end of the quarter, Amber Williams travels. But the thing that Coach Massey really likes from Sammy Thompson is her court vision when dribbling the basketball. But that being said, after three quarters of play, Streaks up 57-20. You're listening to Solar Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hey, guys. Talk to me. How did it go?
Oh, amazing.
Really? They bought it?
No.
The client hated it. But they brought McDonald's breakfast to the meeting. Mm-hmm. I had a sausage McMuffin with egg. Mary had the oatmeal.
Oh, so good.
Seriously, the one time I couldn't make it.
I know, right?
Brighten your morning perspective with the hot and savory goodness of McDonald's sausage, gravy, and biscuit. It's only here for a limited time, so get it while you can. Only at McDonald's. Participation may vary.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Wear it and win. The blue WGIL button. Available at participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
Back to Johnfield Gymnasium. Streaks with a 61-20 lead now, or 59-20 lead now, after Lexi Daniels drops a two-pointer from the near side baseline down at the other end of the floor from us. 7:32 to go here in the final quarter. Ball knocked away by Haley Kessel into the backcourt, but Woods is going to track it down in front of the Galesburg bench, gives it to Evans, and lets Evans go to work now.
Haley paid the price for that one. She hit the floor hard, bounced back up.
Well, between her and Jessica, there's plenty of blood on this floor.
they don't hesitate to get after it.
Shot missed by Williams. Huff came down with the rebound and now kicked out. And we're going to get a foul call against the Streaks. It's going to go, I couldn't see because it looked against Michaela Isley. That's going to be her first. Streaks led in scoring by Danny Teal. Having a career night, 15 points, or morning, excuse me, 59-20. She's almost got as many points as the entire Peoria team. First free throw up by Woods, the freshman misses. And first action of the day for Deidre Hicks. And earlier, she was sitting on the bench with her, what looked to be just a sweatsuit, wasn't it? Street clothes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she was one of several that got up and dressed after. I think they got a little worried about, especially when they got in foul trouble with the one player.
59-21 now. Streaks up by 38. And then a turnover by Sammy Thompson. She drove the baseline, got some contact, and turned the ball right over.
You know, I think of Saturday morning basketball, I always think of YMCA. That's what he always played there, and I'm sure that's the case. It's probably filled over there this morning. But a little Saturday morning basketball at John Thiel Gym for a change, and we'll have it next week, too, as we head into the true Martin Luther King weekend, and we'll play girls and boys games next weekend. This weekend all belongs to just the girls.
Coach Reynolds here in the gym, taking in the girls' basketball, and that ball shot up by Huff, missed, rebounded by Clark. She puts the shot up, and it's going to go out of bounds now before anybody can grab the rebound.
Clock is continuing to run, so we will be done here pretty quickly, just 5:25 to play, and the only way it stops is for either an injury timeout or a regular timeout taken by one of the coaches, and I don't know that we'll see any of those come up here.
Well, being that Coach Edwards has none left,
the
only one that might is Coach Matsey, and that would just be to get a new group in.
Yeah, you're right.
Three up by Hannah Smith. Oh. Good.
Come on, I love seeing that, but let's save a few for Centennial tonight.
Yeah, triple cheeseburgers, though, for everyone in attendance.
Oh, that was the 10th. All right.
That was the Shea Burger 3. Ball now near side in the hands of the freshman Woods. She throws it up, a 50-50 ball, but Camber Williams comes down with it. The junior guard gets it over. Only one senior on this squad, and now Sammy Thompson with a steal and a breakaway layup. That one's good.
Sammy Thompson just saw that opportunity coming and bought her time, and as soon as that soft pass came, she just jumped in the seam and was uncontested all the way down the court.
Clock continues to wind. 4:18 left to go in this one. Streaks up 64-21. 43-point lead. This is expectingly will be the biggest blowout of the season for the Streaks. That shot up and missed by Huff. Katie Lingenfelter down with another rebound. Katie's second rebound of the game to go with 2 points. And this ball, this time Sammy Thompson has her pocket picked by the junior Camber Williams, who's going to take it the length and get a two for herself. That's her 6 point.
Well, she just about did the same thing there. She needs to learn a lesson out high. That spin dribble is costing her because she leaves the ball behind her and nearly got it picked away again.
Michaela Isley tries a shot, but that's blocked by Huff. Rebound comes down to Clark. A little bit more energy out of this Peoria team here at the end of the game. 3:34 left to go, and now we're going to get a foul called on Lexi Daniels. Count the basket. Nice play by Tariah Woods, the freshman, who now has 8 points or 9 points and has a chance to make it 10.
Tournament will finish off on the actual Martin Luther King Day a week from Monday. Silver Streaks girls will have just one game that day, and it'll take all they can do to compete with Morton. I mean, Silver Streaks have a good program, but Morton has been one that's really given us trouble in the last few years. They are just their style of play and the height that they have, they're tough.
Shot up and missed, but Huff down with her 9th rebound, and she's going to get her 4th point. Back down the other way. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. Where was this energy in the second quarter? Anna Smith inbounds to Lexi Daniels. Ball knocked out of bounds as Evans couldn't come up with it. 2:39 left to go in this one. Well, you know what makes Morton so tough is they have just about everything that the Streaks don't deal well with. Good guards with great handles. And then Livingston inside is just a ton.
Yeah.
Ball stolen away by Clark. Marquesha Clark goes end-to-end for an easy layup, and she's got 4 points now.
Well, and Morton plays a better defense than most of the teams we see, too, and they make it very difficult for us to even get shots off.
It's always interesting to see how it's officiated as well. We've seen some very physical games with that Morton team. Mm-hmm.
And they bring a big crowd with them, too, so it's always intense. That'll be one of the Knox College games on Martin Luther King Day.
Three missed by Lexi Daniels. Coming down with the rebound is Evans. Back the other way is 1:53. We're now under the 2-minute mark. Streaks up 64-29. This one just about over. Ball worked around. Three up for Keamber Williams. That one no good. Michaela Isley comes down with the rebound. So I accidentally gave that rebound to Keamber Williams instead of the shot. Lexi Daniels now just outside of the Galesburg in the middle of the floor. Now Sammy Thompson drives down. She's going to kick it out to the freshman. Lexi, three, no good. Rebound comes down to Huff. Is Huff now in double digits and rebounds with 10?
Actually getting outscored in this fourth quarter. So far in the game, Galesburg has outscored Peoria 21-10 in the first, 18-4 in the second, 18-6 in the third. And that's how we got to the continuous clock.
Well, the seniors aren't going to see time, obviously, in this fourth quarter. Sharon, Jessica, Rainey, Allison, all just kind of chilling out on the bench. And Sabrina Clay down there with them, too. I would be surprised to see if Casey or Danny or come back in the game or Haley Kelso. This is probably the group, now 45 seconds, will be the group that finishes the game, barring injury. 32, Israel puts the shot up, rebound by Huff, but it comes free, and now we've got a tie-up on the floor again. And Galesburg will get the ball on the turnover on the jump ball. 29 seconds left to go in this one.
34 Peoria Lion turnovers today. They've actually cut it down quite a bit here in the second half, but
running clock helps that.
Yeah, and the game's not being played at quite the competitive level it was early on.
And this should just about do it as Hans Smith got the ball poked away in the backcourt. 10 seconds, 9, 8. Yeah, Streaks don't even need to inbound this one.
With number 15 in the books.
Katie Lienfelter will throw it inbounds, and that ball gets knocked away, but the Streaks will come down with the win. 64-29. We'll be back with the postgame show. After this, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.